Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome. This is Racer Radio, the only racing radio show in San Diego. And I don't know anybody else doing too much anywhere else. Hey, my name's Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this segment is brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection. If you're looking to get your car in tip-top shape, carburetor and fuel injection-wise, then Stan's the man. Go to sdcarb.com, sdcarb.com. You can talk to Ashley or Stan. Talk to Ashley first. And if you're lucky, you might get through to Stan. But hey, Stan does everything. I mean, from race cars to classic cars to vintage cars to your everyday driver. If you want better fuel mileage, sdcarb.com. All right. We have got a very special guest in the house. We've got a young race driver by the name of Mike Thing. How you doing, Mike?
Good. How are you?
Get up a little closer to the mic there if you could, or pull that thing. There you go. So how old are you?
I'm 14 years old.
Okay. And what division do you run?
I run the Modified.
Modified, isn't that sort of a big horsepower type car?
It is, 500 horsepower.
Aren't you a little on the young side, maybe dealing with, what I think. They give 18-year-olds jets, you know, that are worth billions of dollars. I guess we can give you a Modified.
Yeah, that works.
Well, they give auto journalists 400 horsepower cars.
There is that, too. How long have you been racing?
I've been racing since I was 5 years old.
What'd you start out in?
I started in a mini dwarf.
Okay, so you've been on the dirt your whole life, pretty much.
Yeah, basically. And yeah, we went all through the ranks, you know, from the junior sprints all the way to the pony stock, and finally made it to the car that we want to be in now.
Is that the car you want to be in?
That's the car I want to be in.
I had a feeling. You wanted to be in that probably a long time ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, unfortunately, age will come on you a lot quicker as you get older, trust me. It's a little slow in the beginning, but boy, once it gets momentum, age is a killer. So you ran a Cocoa Paw. Now, isn't that ironic? Cocoa Paw is the only track in the area that allows you to run at the age of 14?
Yeah, that's the only track that we just happen to race at. It's the closest track that allows us to race. Mm-hmm. So, but pretty soon, once we start getting better at racing, then we'll travel out a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. How many tracks that you know of will let you run at 14?
That's the only one we know far. But
go ahead and pull up the microphone.
What about Madera? Because Austin Edwards runs and he's 14.
I don't know.
But he runs up there.
As far as I know,
but he runs
all
late
the other
models.
Tracks welcome us.
Oh, really?
Only one track in our local. It doesn't, yes.
Okay, for whatever their rules and regulations are. All right.
Yeah.
So, 14 years old. What grade are you in?
I'm in eighth grade.
And by the way, that was his dad.
Yeah, by the way, that was dad. We can always tell the dollars and cents on the other end over there.
The deep voice is
the deep voice. Right.
I'm the one who makes this all happen.
Well, let's go to Dad for a second. did you used to race back in the day?
I raced a pure stock just for a short time. Uh-huh. I wasn't any good. So as soon as the boy was five and he was able to get into a mini dwarf, it was all on him.
Was it instantaneous? You knew you had a driver in the family?
No, not right away. Not right away. He was a little timid when we first started until he flipped the car the first time. And then after that, it was... You know.
Funny how getting upside down fixes reality, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then, hey, this wasn't too bad.
Yeah. You know, it hurt a little, but I learned from it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You learned they're not going to do that again.
So how have you done in your career? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say he's done it in the pony stock as well.
Oh, well.
So,
well, if you're not upside down, you're not trying. I guess. I don't know. Except when you got to fix the car.
You probably learned a different lesson the second time.
Yes.
Yeah. There's lessons learned by every experience. By the way, in case you guys, you're going to love this. I've got Michelle going to this Corey Cruzman Sprint Car School at Ventura in July. She's never been in anything faster than a production car.
No, I mean, I wish I could say, I started off in dwarf cars, and now I'm moving up to a
So what do you think, Mike? You think she's going to have a good time?
You know, I probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would.
I know. That's what I told her. I said, and then do you know Brittany Sandoval? She runs out at...
The dwarf cars?
Yeah. Well, I had to get her a ride, too, so this one would go.
Yeah.
So two crazy girls are going to be out at Ventura tearing up the track. But I told her it's going to be easy, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to listen to the directions that they tell me.
Just close your eyes and stand on it.
That's the right way to go here. I'm just going
to
follow.
You'll know when to turn left. When you hear that thud, you just know you got to turn left.
And then you got to turn right.
Yeah,
at
right.
At some point.
At some point. So, 4-5 years old, goals and aspirations? I mean, do you plan to do this professionally, hopefully?
Yeah, you know, we hope it to make it to NASCAR if that happens. But right now, we're just having fun with it, you know?
And, that's the main thing.
You know, when we're having fun, I guess... you make progress.
Well, the most important part of this whole interview is who gets you to the track?
My mom and dad, my parents, my whole family, you know, they support me and, you know, we're looking for sponsors. So sure. if any looking for us. So,
well, we're going to get you down to KUSI in the next couple of weeks. It's the first Sunday I've got open. I'm definitely going to get you down and get you on TV because, I mean, I know he's your kid, but just, you know, he's good looking, he's articulate, he knows how to talk. You know, those are all the attributes you look for in a race car driver.
Yeah, he looks good on radio.
Yeah, well, he does look pretty good on radio. But, you know, hey, if you know Austin Edwards, how old is he, 15?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he started when we met him, he was like 14 years old. Same kind of kid, great driver.
Great family, too.
Yeah, really good family, just like you guys. You almost could be all related. But it's the same mindset. You know, he comes off well. He talks about his sponsors. So what sponsors do you have right now?
We have Maximum Comfort. That's one of our sponsors that just came on board with us. So cool. They just opened up a new company, heating and air conditioning. And they've been helping out a lot. And Frank's Well Drilling, they also helped a lot with our tires and stuff getting to us for the track, you know.
Right.
And that helps so much for us because just getting to track is huge for us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, does your company sponsor him?
Yeah, we Mike Thing Well Drilling also.
Thought we ought to throw that out
there,
you
know?
That Mike Thing kind of guy.
Yeah, we just, but Frank had come in and he's been helping with us, and
right.
So you know he's on the side of our car and everything. So
right. So from a family point of view, I talked to a mom, but she's over here hiding. Has this been something that you guys have really totally enjoyed? Is this something that you can't wait for every weekend?
Myself, I'm always in the garage working on a car and can't wait.
Yeah,
it's pretty much what the family has to hear all week. And
well, they better join you, huh?
So, you know, Michael's up there with me, you know, working on the car. We're both learning because it's a new, you know, we're fairly new into this. And it's been fun. He's given me information and if I don't know it, I got friends that we call and, hey, what do I do here? You know, and it's been great because they've all been helpful. And
but isn't that the key? I mean, and are you kind of surprised that he's able to communicate to you about the car?
No, he's always been
good about
really good at telling me what the car is doing and what, you know, what he thinks it should be like. And so I'll do those adjustments and we'll go back out on the track, practice nights or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And if it's still not what he likes, we'll do another adjustment until he likes it. And I can see it on the track when he does like it because he's fast.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Hey, what number are you?
38.
All right.
Is there a reason for 38? Or
you know, I actually just, when I was 5 years old, when I first started, my dad was 38. So I happened to take that number.
Yeah, mine was 34. My dad raced motorcycles, Harley Davidson's, and it was 34. My homeroom class was 34. My paper route number was 34. So that number's followed me everywhere I go. So that's cool. So you plan to be a full-time race car driver. Okay, I understand that. But what's your backup?
You know, I could start a business, maybe a racing business, but...
Fab or something to that effect.
Yeah, you know, could be anything, but I would like to stick with the racing things for my whole life. That'd be cool.
Do you know Eddie Bryan's?
I don't.
They run a race shop in Santee, and Eddie's son worked for Richard Childress and all of them back in NASCAR until he couldn't take the insanity back there. I need to get you two hooked up. That'd make a great mentorship.
That'd be good. Yeah, we could use help from anywhere.
Yeah, and Eddie is phenomenal when it comes to modifieds. He runs he supports quite a few of the modified cars. So we'll definitely get hooked up next week and get you two guys, you know, hooked up to where you can go in. I mean, he does his own shocks. I mean, they build their own chassis. They do everything, and they're pretty high end. But yeah, we'll give them some radio. They'll calm down. But I think that'd be a great thing to do. So, hey, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we don't know if Dirt Dude's going to call in, but he's supposed to.
He says he's calling in.
Yeah, I know. But if he doesn't, that's okay. You get another 15 minutes right here on Racer Radio.
With Mike Thing and Mike Thing Jr.
Absolutely. AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, folks. Hey, welcome back. Racer Radio. Better show off air than on air. Right
always
here on AM 1170. The Answer. This segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where absolutely nobody treats you better than El Cajon Ford. The El Cajon Ford family is just that. They are family. Family owned and operated. They deal with nothing but new U.S. cars. Ford. Ford, 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 Ford. They also have Quick Lane. Hey, they'll work on anything in Quick Lane just to help you out. If you got more than one model car in your garage, well, hey, they'll take care of that for you as well. This is the Barona Circle Track segment, and we've got Dirt Dude on the line. Hey, Dirt Dude, how you doing, bud?
Not bad. How you guys doing?
Oh, good. We're sitting here talking to Mike Thing and his experience out of Cocopah. Now, you called the races when he was racing that night?
Yeah, I called that one at Cocopah. And just to let you a little bit of information, he's raced at our track from the junior sprints and then did the pony stocks, but he took off for a while. He was racing motocross for a while.
Oh, really?
He came back.
You were doing motocross, huh?
Yeah. You know, we did that for a few years. And took a break from cars, but we got hurt on motorcycles too much, so we went back to the gauge.
You think?
Yeah.
As old as I am, not this January, but the January before, four broken ribs and a punctured lung, taking a flat track motorcycle class. I knew I could do it, but that's another story.
Yeah, six weeks of recovery.
Even like TJ.
Yeah.
TJ Dyke, you know, he's always wanting to ride his motorcycle. I'm like, dude, you know, that motorcycle just beats you up, and it's hard to recover from that. You stay in the car, you got the cage, you know.
Right. Well, that's what Brittany
says. Roll is modified.
With age comes cage.
With age comes cage. That's a good one. We got to put that on a T-shirt.
Okay.
That's a great one.
You have to give credit to Brittany, because she's the one that said it.
No, I'm not giving her any credit. So how'd Barona go do last night, son?
We actually did pretty good. Had 61 cars show up, about 500 fans, a little over 500 fans. It was kind of windy and a little warm for the first part of it. Then it kind of cooled down. It was really nice in the afternoon. Right after intermissions, we got around to that first main event. It was just perfect. On our junior drivers, we'll just start off with them. Wyatt Bozanowski got his first main event win. That kid was a crack up. He did a great job driving. Charlie Carty got another main event win in our Sportsman Mini Dwarfs. Into the Masters Mini Dwarfs, Jalen Gill got a main event win, and that was a good battle with Tommy Duarte. She's a girl that comes out of Yuma. They had a good battle going back and forth. Mm-hmm. So Tommy dropped a chain on her car, drifted out a couple times, and caught the berm. And those gears in the back, those gears that they have are really big, and it just got some dirt in it and kicked the chain off.
Mm. That's a bummer.
On to the big track now. This was an interesting night. Once again, the track, we're still learning the surface, but it did really well. It kind of went dry, slick, just because of the wind and the heat, but there was some moisture there. The modifieds were first up last night. Rolls-Royce Henry got a main event win.
All right.
That was a third main event win, and that was a good battle. If anyone can get to watch the video, one of our friends, Sue Fitzgibbons, taped it and put it on YouTube. And it was, I mean, a slide fest. These guys are like going back and forth. And that was like second and third. With Bill Miller, he comes from Yuma, came out to our track last night, ran against Mikey last weekend. He was out in front, pretty much kind of just checking out. And they reeled him back in, and then it's slide job between Bill Miller, the 77 Cole Dick, and then the one of Royce Henry. Just back and forth. On the last lap, Cole Dick drives the car too hard into three, spins it out in four, and they take the white flag instead of the caution flag, and that's it. Once you take the white flag, the only other flag that comes after that's the checkered flag. Mm-hmm. You're done. So it was a bummer, but I mean, it was just a phenomenal back and forth racing. That was really good. And then into the pony stocks, Eric Milcheski got his first main event win. That was good to see because he's been really trying out on that one. Had a couple of issues on the pros, a couple of changing places, DQs. I think they had to move some people around for for a start. So Robert Minnick got a start, got a main event finish out of that one, even though he finished third. But by moving everybody around, or second, he finished second. Moving everyone around, he got to that one. Mad Dog Mike Lewell had a main event win as we had our supers out there. And going into Pure Stocks was a good run. Lynn Davis did a good job holding everybody off. She got her first main event win. Into Dwarf Cars, good run last night. John Isabella had a rocket, man. It just was out in front. Robert Peters was charging up from the back. He got his third hard charger award. That means you passed the most cars or you had the best passes of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And that's his third one. Brittany finished eighth in the Dwarf Cars. And then on to our last ones was the Street Stocks, Brian Brown, and one of the young guns out there, Jake Triska, had a good battle going back and forth. And Jake Triska is kind of underpowered. He's just getting into this. And Brian Brown's a heavy hitter. I mean, he has a lot of main event wins, and they kind of just kept with each other last night, and it was really good to see Jake running that good. I mean, he's due. I'll be talking to him sometime soon, I know, because he's just got a great car going. So that was pretty much tonight. I got a couple things I want to jump into. Next race, May 19th, California Lightning Sprints. That's the return of Lightning Sprints. It's been about 10 years since we've had California Lightning Sprints at the track. Really anticipating that's going to be a good show. They are guaranteeing at least 25 cars showing up.
Wow.
Five California Lightning Sprints. And we're going to be on KUSI on Friday the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
With the Lightning Sprints.
That's excellent, yeah.
And then the next race after that is the figure eight race. And then May 16th.
That's the one we're going to.
You didn't cover this. May 16th, El Cajon Car Show. That's going to be kids' night. So a lot of junior drivers out there, a lot of junior drivers from our track, covering everything from motocross, junior dragsters, our junior drivers, you know, some off-road racers that are racing in the junior division stuff. So it's all about the junior drivers and the kids in El Cajon.
Now, that's the Cajon Classic Cruise, correct?
Yeah, that's their normal Wednesday night.
Right.
On May 16th.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the kids' classic cruise night.
Right. Which is cool. It's down here, and I don't know if they're going to close. They think they're going to close the streets off?
Yep, they do. And then they put the kids on the promenade. And
oh, good.
Having all the cars, the normal car show, they have the kids out there on the promenade.
Gotcha.
Wow, that's cool.
That's excellent. They
pretty much they get their spotlight. They get a little bit of a feature on there. And then remember, next Sunday is Mother's Day, so.
What's that mean?
That means I get an In-N-Out burger.
Oh, is that what
that's
that?
What I do on Mother's Day.
You have an In-N-Out
because I'm the coolest mom, and I don't require a brunch.
Oh,
or a big fancy dinner. At
Mike's
a
all happy with you too.
He's to In-N-Out burger with my kid.
There you go. Well, there. Hey, it's cheaper than a brunch,
and it's catching on because I'm going next Sunday after radio with one of my other mom friends.
With her, okay.
Whose kids are schmucks.
I see. Well, we're not going to go
but,
there.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what that means to me. I'm
sorry. Sherry sitting there with you guys. Sherry thing.
Say what?
Is Sherry thing sitting there with you guys?
Yes.
Yeah, but she's not
here.
Talking. She's off air.
She's videotaping.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look at her now because I'm going to ask her a question.
Okay, Dirk Dude has a question for you.
Well, hold on.
She's got to get her headset on. Hang on.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Now you're going to get technical on
okay.
us. See that, Sherry?
Hang on to that question.
No, we'll put you
We're
on.
Getting there. But in the meantime, on June 2nd, that's when I finally got a hotel room at the Barona Casino, and Dave and I are going to come to the figure eight night.
I'm excited about that. I hope you guys have a great time. I mean, we'll make sure you find the concession stand this time. Maybe you hook you up with a hamburger. That way you don't have to whine about it.
All right, she's on.
Okay, you can ask her the question now.
Okay, Sherry, are you going to be out watching your son race next weekend?
Of course I'm going to be there.
That's a silly question.
What?
Well, I'm leading up to this. Will you sing my national anthem for me, please?
Oh, of course I will. Thank you for asking.
Not the whole family, but you and your daughter both sang our national anthem at Barona Speedway for the longest time. Great voices. And then so when I was out there at Kokopa, I was like, well, you know, I don't have a national anthem. I have one that I carry with me, but it's always best to have it live. So if you're out there, will you sing the national anthem for me?
Oh, awesome. Yes, of course. Thank you for asking.
How cool.
Yay.
And by the way, folks, she only charges $500. That's $500 for every national anthem. Right? 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 Yeah, see, she's agreed to that.
That's May 19th to hear Sherry Thing sing the national anthem.
All right.
With her daughter.
What's your daughter's name?
Emily.
Emily?
And Emily Thing.
Emily's over there going, I want $500. That's what she wants. She wants that $500.
Yeah, so that's cool. All right, so now you got your national anthem sung by professional singers.
There you go. How cool is that? That'll save you having to sing.
Yeah. Yay. Well, we locked that up.
Yeah, absolutely. So, hey, have you been putting our shows on your website? Now that I caught you off guard.
I leave that all up to my personal assistant.
Oh, brother.
He has the best way of editing it and padding photos.
Perfect.
And,
okay.
You know, she just makes it look so production perfect. I'm just like, if I throw it on there, it's like you're lucky if you get anything downloaded.
Well, there is something to be said for that, I'm sure.
That would be, I got to throw the name on Brittany Sandoval, our personal assistant. She does a great job of, you know, getting this on Facebook, getting this on YouTube.
Yeah. Yes, she does.
Linking it with Brona Speedway.
She's a school teacher. What do you expect? She's organized and she knows what she's doing, right?
She knows how to communicate.
Yeah, yeah, she surely does.
That's what teachers are good at.
All right, bud. Hey, well, hey, thanks a lot for calling in. If you want to keep listening, we're going to keep Mike here till the end of the show, and we're going to do another segment with him at the last 15 of this show. So you can stay on the line or you can turn on a radio if you have one.
Playing in the background right now. I'm eating pina colada Oreo thin cookies and listening to the show.
Yes. What? You are crazy.
You're totally crazy. All right, folks. Barona Speedway. That's Dirt Dude. Make sure you check him out.
Pina colada, what?
I don't know. BaronaSpeedway.com. BaronaSpeedway.com. All right, we're going to take a small break. When we come back, a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio.
With Scott Delosio from Paris on AM 1170, The Answer.
Colada Oreo cookies
on Racer Radio
AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway, www.parisautospeedway.com. Support your local tracks. Support your local tracks. I can't say it enough. Trust me, these guys work really hard to give you some entertainment for a minimal amount of money. You'll see all kinds of high-end racing. In fact, we've got Chuck Becker on the line. He's the Paris Auto Speedway past champion. How you doing, Chuck? How's it going?
Doing pretty good. How about yourself?
So you were a champion in what, stock cars, IMCA modifieds, both?
Well, actually, what, 2 years ago was IMCA modifieds, and last year was the past car modified portion. This year I want to see if I can get them both.
Jeez, why not, huh?
Well, you know.
I don't see any reason why. Push that loud pedal down louder than the other guys, and you should be good to go.
Yeah. Two separate cars or same car?
We'll try and keep it somewhere in controlled chaos and see what happens at the end.
Well, that's how racing is, though.
That is.
Yeah.
By the way, you'll get a kick out of this. We have a young driver in radio today. He's 14 years old, and he runs modifieds at Cocopa and a few other tracks. 14 years old.
Who is it?
His name is Michael Thing. Did I say it right? Yeah.
Good luck. Good luck, Michael. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, but he seems to be, you know, he's got a good family support group, you know, and that's, and you know as well as anybody, that's the number one, you know, that you have to have to, you know, to have a successful race career.
Right. I suggest watching what Chaz Baca does and do everything he does and try and do that.
Do you know who Chaz Baca is?
No, I do not.
Okay, I guess you're going to start looking that boy up, huh?
On YouTube.
But hey, you got, what did you get at Cocopa?
I got second place.
Second place. Not bad for 14.
Not bad at all. That's really good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's talk about your series. So you're driving. What do you got coming up? What's your next race?
So this coming Saturday night at Paris. Mm. This year I've kind of toned it back a little bit. I'm just kind of concentrating on Paris because it's probably going to be my last full season of racing.
Oh.
I kind of want to help. I want to help my son and then some of the guys that have helped me along the way.
Mm-hmm.
I want to help them more and spend more time doing that. I can't say I won't race anymore, but I don't want to have to be there every race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a grind.
Yeah, it's a grind. But you know what? It's easy to say that now. Let's see what happens when you get away from it and you start smelling the oil and the gas and all that. Yeah.
Well, I guess...
You know, you're absolutely right. A couple years ago, I didn't take my car to Barona, and my son did, and I about chewed off all my nails watching him. It was crazy.
Well, Mike Sr.'s here, and he's probably going to attest to it, Mike. I mean, you're throwing your 14-year-old kid out there in a 500-horsepower modified and just waiting for the end so you can say, phew.
I don't have any fingernails, and I also got gray hair.
And he's only 32.
That's the kid. Oh, no. I just turned 54. And I've already got gray. I mean, I've got gray hair, but I'm not. I didn't have it at 32. So,
Hey, Herschel McGriff raced this weekend at 90 years
old. Yes,
Herschel McGriff.
Remember that? Do you remember that name?
Is one of my idols. Oh, I absolutely know Herschel.
Yeah,
and he's one of my idols. And it is an absolute travesty that that man is not in the NASCAR Hall of Fame. And they should be ashamed of themselves for that.
I got goosebumps on top of goosebumps. And I agree with you 1,000%.
Like, what are they waiting for?
Herschel didn't have any money.
You know what? The guy even comes from a cool town. I mean, it's called Bridalville, Oregon.
Yeah.
That's like a cool name to come from a town like that. But the guy always ran up front. He's ran in, I think, 8 or 9 different decades.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I think he started in like the 30s. Yeah. He ran a race.
And he looks good. I've seen a photo of him on Facebook, and he looks great for 90.
Right, right. Gosh. I'm kind of curious how he did. I haven't heard yet, but for him to not be in the NASCAR Hall of Fame is absolute. They should be ashamed of themselves.
I agree, man. Pathetic. It's a total travesty. And then, don't get me started, because if Derek Cope goes in before him, I will burn the place down.
That's a dirty word.
I can't even go there.
But you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, I know. So before I let you get, before we get you all fired up, and you end up punching a hole in the wall. Who's the guys and girls that get you to the track? Who are your sponsors?
Well, we start with Lucas Oil. Then I have a Carpet Station. Has been with me for years and years and years. It's a friend of mine that ended up playing professional baseball and owns a carpet business now.
Cool.
Let's see. From Carpet Station, then I got Huss Trucking, Edmore Drivelines, Professional Racers Emporium 2.0, A-First Impression. They sell shirts and they do all the graphics on my car.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple guys that are really important to me is Randy Thornell and CJ Evans, which we call Twisted Chassis. Without them, there is no going to the racetrack.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom, her name is Rose, and then my girlfriend Eileen. They're always there. They always take care of whatever needs to be done before, during, and after.
Right.
And it's just kind of a family deal, so we just have a blast.
Yeah. Well, and we've been talking to Mike and his family. They're all here, in fact. I mean, we were doing Mike Jr. to come in and do radio, and I got the whole family in here, which is great. And every time I invite a racer in, the whole family shows up. And I think that's part of what racing is all about.
If I recall, we talked right before the final race last year, and I owe you a trip down there because we did manage to pull that one out.
I know.
I tried to tell you.
We were on a streak, and you were like one of the 7 that called in right before the championships and then ended up taking the big prize.
Hey, as long as we're good luck for you, and you can use it for your son, too, if he's going to start racing. How old is he?
Well, he's actually 25, and he's raced for the last couple years, but this year, because of his work schedule, he's a sheriff, so he's been doing weekends and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And they moved their schedule back and forth, so it's been kind of tough. He's going to run his first race of the year this coming weekend.
Fantastic.
So you're going to be competing. Are they going to compete head-to-head?
Oh, yeah. You're going to run your kid?
Yes, we do. And we go at it pretty hard, but, we always try to give that little extra foot, but if it comes down to it, then I'll race him just as hard as I do anybody.
Oh, well, heck yeah.
Heck yeah, you can't, because I got a feeling he'll do it to you.
My ideal finish would be for him to beat me, but I'll never give it to him and finish first and second.
No, he's got to earn it.
Yeah, he's got to earn it.
He's got to earn it.
Yeah.
And if that comes to it, he does beat me, he will earn it.
Yeah, that'll go down in the history books for sure. I have a sneaky feeling.
At the end of last year, we actually ran side-by-side for about 7 or 8 laps one night, and I was running the top side, and he was on the bottom, and man, did I have a blast racing for fifth.
For fifth.
Wow, that's a great memory.
I got him by about 2 feet.
Oh, did you? Oh, and you're not
going to
let him live that one down, right?
I leave it alone because I caught a lucky yellow flag, and he actually had – I had jumped the cushion a little bit. And he got me on, but I had beat him to the yellow the lap before, so it reverted back.
Oh, I gotcha. That is so cool.
So I kind of leave that one alone.
Yeah, that's probably true, too. He probably thinks about it more than you do.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
he's actually really happy to see my successes and see me happy when, sure, you know, that I'm racing at this point, and he knows that I'm winding down and about done with it.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah. Famous, Michelle, write that down that he said he's done with it.
Done with it. Almost
and
done
date
with it.
Date it, time it, and when we talk to him next year and he's into some other form of racing, dude, it's a disease. You're not going to get rid
right,
of it.
Right, because what if he has to get another championship? If this is going to be the last one, you got to get a championship.
Then you got to keep going. You know how that
goes. And then you're just like, I got all these new sponsors.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Okay. So 2 years ago, I won the IMCA portion. Mm-hmm. Last year, I won the pass car portion. Mm-hmm. If I win the IMCA and the pass car, does it count as one or does that count as two?
That's two. Yeah.
And that means you can come, to KUSI with your rig and your trailer and your sponsors, not once, but twice if you win both. I'll break it up, put a month in between, and we'll give your sponsors double the love if you could pull that one off. And that's a guarantee. I'll make that happen. And you know what? Even if you don't, I'll still put you on TV.
That sounds awesome. I also got a thing going with a gentleman out of Georgia. His name's Mitch Walker, and he does the Mitch Walker Show. And it's a podcast. And if I win them both this year, I got to go back to Georgia and do a show live with them.
That's so cool. Hey, it's what it takes, man. You got to find the groups that'll support you, and that is so cool. Well, I'm glad you're having a good time with it because I can tell by the tone of your voice you're actually out. You're just enjoying the heck out of it. The retirement thing, I'm not even going to go there because I don't think that's going to happen necessarily. But. But that's okay.
I got to share one quick thing with you.
Sure.
Last year I was dealing with some health issues, and I was having a really hard time even competing because I was just wearing myself out. They were all breathing related. Oh. I've lost some weight, and we've done some things with a pulmonary guy and stuff, and I'm doing really well this year, and it's actually kind of rejuvenated me a little bit. And I'm down about 15 pounds from where I was last year. So I'm just having a blast.
Well, and that's because, you know, like I said, my idea of retirement is when you quit doing something you don't like. And I don't think you don't like what you do. But I like the idea that you're going to spend more time, you know, helping your son out. I think that's great. But I doubt you're going to hang the helmet up because you could always always throw the car together and go out and run a race. It's not like you have to be in the whole series once you win the two.
Well, part of it is having two cars makes it three times as much work.
Sure.
And I want to be able to help him, but I can't say that I won't jump back in a car once in a while. I just don't want to have to be at the racetrack every race.
Oh, that's, and, I hear you.
And
but...
with Lucas Oil, that's actually part of a contract design is you have to be at each race, and that makes it tough.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I know a 14-year-old living here in San Diego that'd be more than happy to pick up that Lucas Oil sponsorship if you want to give it to him. He'll run for a whole season, wouldn't you?
I would. Absolutely.
You should see these eyeballs. This gets so lit up. We have to go turn the air conditioning on right now.
You know what? The best advice I can give them is hit as many tracks as you can possibly hit because you'll learn something different at each one to where you can apply it to the next.
Plus, you get your face in front of the people that go to these tracks looking for young talent.
There's another thing, but also... pay attention to what the guys that run up front do, and pay attention to everybody because you'll know who you can race, who you can't race with, and you got to avoid at all costs because they just tear stuff up.
Sure.
But when you find the guys that are fast, that are always up front, get to know those guys because they will help you, especially at your age, especially if you show them respect to where, you know, that they understand that you're trying to learn and not trying to upstage or or, you know, I don't know if that makes sense, but
no, that makes sense. In fact,
you know those guys.
In fact,
race them.
Yeah, in fact, Mike, didn't the email or something say that you got a lot of accolades from the drivers out of Cocoa Pond when he was out there?
Yeah, they've all, you know, when we don't know how to set up something, we always go to, you know, our buddies out there, and they always give us a little bit of, you know, advice how to set up a car or something. And
that's a 14-year-old kid running against them, and, you know, that would intimidate a lot of drivers thinking, man, I don't want some young kid out there. He's going to crash me.
Yeah, you know what? It's surprising because he's done so well, even from his first modified race. He was racing with Hunter Marriott and, you know, a bunch of guys that come from back east because they were snowed in. And we never got lapped. We were on pace. We were probably 15 seconds behind him. And it just blew everybody away. Yeah. And we've only been getting better ever since.
Right.
And there is a lot of good people around us that park with us and give us, you know, pointers and tips. And we're all ears, and whatever we can get out of it, we're, you know, it's just so awesome.
Yeah. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, a whole lot more. Hey, buddy, thank you very much, Chuck. And get my contact information from Delosio so we can hook you up with some TV time for you or your son. And both.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Thank you very much.
All right, folks. We're going to take a small break. When we come back, a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio. AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio right here on AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment brought to you by Certified Car Clinic. 11370 North Woodside Avenue in lovely Santee. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net, CertifiedCarCare.net. Tell them you heard it right here on KCBQ AM 1170, and you will get a discount dyno pull. So if you got a race car you want to make sure is in top-notch shape, dyno pulls are the way to go. All right, hey, we've got a very special guest in the house. We got Mike Thing, Senior and Junior, and Mom and Girlfriend, and who are you? Brother.
Who are you?
Well, I didn't know who he was. I just thought I'd throw that out. He doesn't even have a microphone. So, hey, Mike, how come your brother doesn't race?
I don't know. What, Cody, why don't you don't race?
Because I like to watch you race.
Well, there you go. A fan.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried it?
No, I haven't tried it.
Never even tried it?
I grew up playing different sports. We grew up in kind of different, I was baseball, basketball, football type of guy when I grew up. So I get to watch...
Get him to go out. Yeah. Of course, you're not into going in circles, right?
Yeah, turn left again.
And then I need a nap. All right, so Mike, you're 14 years old. You've been racing since you were five. You're in the eighth grade. How are your grades doing?
They're doing good.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be going in circles, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So any aspirations? You're going to be an engineer? What are you thinking? Or starting your own business?
Yeah, you know, it's just whatever comes up, you know, happens. You know, that it'd be cool to be a professional race car driver, you know.
But you got
to
have a backup. You got to have a backup plan of some kind.
Yeah. But, I'd like to start my own business probably.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Kind of runs in the family.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So if people wanted to get a hold of you and maybe throw some sponsorship dollars at you, since you now have radio and TV in your back pocket, how do they get a hold of you?
You know, I have an Instagram, and you can message me through there. It's at MichaelThing38.
At my what?
At MichaelThing38.
Okay.
And we also have a YouTube channel. I don't know what it's called, Dad. What is it called?
Mom, what's it called? Wild Thing 38. What do you see on that?
Well, I have my own. It's Michael Thing. That one, I have my YouTube vlogs, racing vlogs and stuff like that. And my dad has his own channel. And he posts like my races and stuff on it. Mm-hmm. You can see the whole Cocoa Pond race.
Oh.
So, yeah.
That's excellent.
Yep.
So if anybody was to sponsor your car, they don't just get a sticker on the side of the car. They actually get some YouTube action.
Yeah, YouTube action.
And you know, whenever you go to a race, you don't necessarily have to come in, even though we love having you come in studio. You know, you can call in and give a report, but you got to give a report, good, bad, or indifferent.
Yep.
Not just when you win. You got to do it when you crash. You got to do it when you come in last, because that's all part of taking that deep breath. And whether it was your fault or not, that's not what we're looking for. We're just looking for a report so we can get listeners to get used to following you. Just like people follow Jimmy Johnson. People follow Dale Earnhardt. you know, they love to hear everything that they're doing. And you might as well start at a young age now so that once you get to that goal that you're looking for, you're there.
Yeah.
Excellent. I was going to warn you about girls, but I guess I can't when there's one sitting in the room here.
Yeah, that's that ship has sailed, Dave.
I know. That's, you got
to
be.
He always does this.
It's okay to keep them, but no offense, they're second. You're second. Sorry. Until he makes it big time, you're second. Sorry.
They're supportive.
Are you okay with second?
And
she's okay with second.
And makes him a better racer.
She's actually been helping us at the racetrack.
Oh, see?
We went out and practiced at Barona Friday night, and I had her get in the car so we can load it. She can steer it in the trailer.
See, I've been trying to tell certain racers I know that girls are okay.
You think you want to drive? No, you don't think so?
See, that's
because he didn't start the engine. Well, let you start the engine. Now, you go out there and hang with some of the girls out there. They'll get you. Because, hey, I'm telling you, girl drivers are good drivers.
That's because they pay attention and follow directions.
Oh, I wouldn't know about that necessarily.
Well, just saying. All but, right. Yeah, see, girls can be a positive influence. You know what? It's the right girl.
I got it.
That's the key.
That's the key.
Well, when we were at Kokopah last race, one time she came and we got in a pretty good wreck. And I said, well, if Michael don't finish this time, you're not allowed to come with us no more.
Oh, because she's a bad penny?
That's what I was thinking.
Oh.
So when he came up and he drove really well. He got 20, got his second place. Wow. I said, well, I guess you can come again.
She's the good luck charm.
Now you're good luck.
So let's talk about this. Second place at Kokopah, 14 years old in a 500 horsepower modified. How many cars were on the track with you?
I think there were 16 or 17 cars.
Where did you start?
I started 13th.
14th.
14th, and then how many laps?
25.
And you made it to second?
Yeah.
How come you didn't make it to first?
Oh, I was so close.
One more lap.
One more lap, and he could have done it.
Check out the YouTube. Yep. One more lap.
One more lap.
That's the name of that video, right?
Five car lead on me in one turn, and then I closed that all the way to his bumper.
Oh.
Wow.
On the high side. Yeah. I don't know if he ever lifted. Matter of fact,
we had to
change the motor because it got hot and no oil pressure. So we had to go out to Barona and check it on Friday night to see if the car was going to run.
Did it run?
It was running a little hot. So I think I have a problem with the radiator. I got to fix it all up.
Yeah.
Get it ready.
So you, of course, how big is Kokopah? It's not that big of a track.
Half mile.
Oh, it is a half mile?
And he was all the way up against the block wall.
You were on the loud pedal the whole time. Yeah. Didn't let up once.
Not once.
Was that a concerted effort? Did you just say, oh, heck, I'm just going to do it and see what happens?
Yeah, on the restart, we had a yellow, and I was sitting in third, and I was looking at all my gauges, and I had no oil pressure. So I was like, oh, and then it started going back up. So I was like, okay, I think I'll be all right. I look at the temperature. It's like 240. I'm like, oh, man, all right, please finish the race.
Yeah, that's not good.
Because I was not pulling off.
So you figure, what the heck, if it's overheating and no oil pressure.
You know, I was just going to try to go for the win, and if it blew up, I blew up.
Exactly. You're going to have to rebuild it anyway, right?
Exactly.
Ah,
I love it.
Good thing they don't have telemetry.
He knew we had another motor in the garage. So.
Yeah.
But it's a good thing you didn't have telemetry. Could you imagine sitting in the pits going, no, exactly. Don't.
You're going to pit.
Second place. That had to just really make your whole career pretty much, isn't it?
It did, because it's only like our sixth race ever in the modified.
Wow.
So it's been big, yeah.
That is amazing. So, I mean, one more lap. Don't you just hate those one more laps?
I do. I'd rather get last than get second, to be honest.
Yeah, I kind of have to go with that one on YouTube. Boy, that is amazing. So, what color is your car?
It's yellow.
All yellow?
All yellow.
So nobody can miss it?
Yeah, basically, but I want to change that thing. So.
I was gonna say.
How come?
Yeah, I want to put my own twist on that thing. It's
what color?
Yellow. I'm thinking black and orange.
Black and orange is good. Yeah, black and orange is good. Yeah.
Do you have any suggestions? Colors?
No, I kind of like black and orange. The only problem is, you know how people can look at something like a car and say, if they want to fix it up, paint it, put wheels on it. Well, the camera in my head has no film. I mean, I want to do it, but I just can't.
You're not real visual.
I'm not visual.
He doesn't conceptualize things.
That's why I'm one of these kind of guys. Yeah, just build it out. That's fine. Yeah. I don't care.
Were you thinking black and orange or gray and orange?
Yeah, gray and orange or... Yeah, just something a little different than the next guy where the car pops. You know, where you're, because some of these cars, you know, a prime example is like Kyle Busch, you know, with the M&Ms.
Yeah.
And you can't hardly tell anything on that car. It's so busy with all those different colors.
Yeah.
And from a sponsor's point of view, you want it to be able to pop where they can see, you know, if you'll notice, Jimmy Johnson has never convoluted his car. You could always see lows. You can always see.
Blue.
Yeah. It was black today. But. all his sponsors stand out. There's none of this sort of hiding the sponsors.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for.
Well, we used to only be the yellow car out there. Now I think this last race we were like three, four yellow cars.
There was a lot of yellow cars.
Okay, which one's my son out there?
You got to put a flag out there so they can tell which one it is.
Is anybody running purple?
No, we don't want to run purple. We don't run purple.
Well, I'm purple.
Well, I'm not.
My car.
No, we're not going to do purple. We're not doing purple. So, all right. Well, I always enjoy doing these interviews when I get a young driver like yourself. It just warms me up inside because it's a family, you know, getting behind and doing whatever they got to do to make it happen. I mean, drive 2.5 hours here and 2.5 hours back and win, lose, or draw, you know, but I think it's like camping or it's like any kind of a sport, you know, that you get the family involved in.
Yeah. We have so much fun with it. It's fun.
Yeah. And you eat good. Have you ever noticed how the food's always better at the racetrack? Yeah,
we don't ever eat.
Yeah, we don't eat nothing there.
Really?
I think we get too involved.
Wow.
Focus.
We just eat the dust and the dirt. We love it.
Well, see, you got to find a sponsor that cooks.
We have Mom.
Oh, nice, huh, Mom? Yeah, yeah, right.
She's got the granola bars.
Well, that's like, you ever know the name Chris Boyer?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, Chris used to have Sombrero Mexican food.
Oh, there you go. That'd be nice.
He never went. He never starved. His pits were always full of Sombrero Mexican food.
All right. So Michael Thing 38 on Instagram and Wild Thing 38 on YouTube for the videos.
Right. So make sure you check him out. And if you want to, you know, hook up with him and throw some sponsorship dollars at him, he would be thrilled.
Yes. All right. And on Facebook, you can look us up. Racer Radio, we have a Facebook page, and we'd like to have you like us.
We would.
And pay attention.
Don't forget about Brittany.
And Brittany. Brittany 37 is on Facebook also.
That's right. And everybody needs to go, you know, like Brittany.
Yes, they do.
Absolutely.
Thank you for coming on, you guys.
You guys were the best. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Folks, coming up next, Gun Sports Radio, the only gun show in Southern California that I'm aware of. Stay tuned. Lance Pelkey is back in the house.
All right. Happy trails. Till next week.
On KCBQ AM 1170.
The Answer.
Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.